Carlos, welcome to the National League Championship Series. I'm sure that that sounds pretty nice. Mets, Dodgers, Yankees, Guardians, only four teams left to go. You know, the last time the Mets and the Dodgers played was the infamous Jorge Lopez, you know, glove throw. It seems like a huge turning point in the season. Who were those Mets and who are these Mets since that moment?
It's unbelievable, right? Like, you look back now and it's like, man, last time we played them, it was a difficult night, very hard next day. Dealing with everything that we were dealing with at the time, but proud of the whole group, man. And it's a different team, not only with personnel, but the mindset. I thought that was a turning point. You know, everybody talks about the famous team meeting, the Lindor call, and I feel like, you know, after that game that night, they got together and a lot of things were said on that meeting. They call each other out and look into their eyes, and, you know, and here we are, man. Like, you got to give those guys credit because they worked really hard to get to this point. And, it's a completely different team, different feeling. But we also know we're facing a really good team on the Dodgers.
Let's jump right into the Dodgers. I mean, you look at the roster that they have for the NLCS. They have no starters healthy left. They basically have three starters to go with Flaherty today, Yamamoto, and then Walker Buehler. So a ton of relievers. Do you like the ability to just see a few starters, or is it a challenge to see so many relievers on the back end of that?
Yeah, every time you're facing a bullpen, it could be challenging. You're only going to see them once, no more than, you know, one time through the order at best. And that's what, you know, we saw it against the Padres, what they did to the Padres for on back-to-back games, you know, a couple of elimination games for them. It's not easy, to game plan, but we'll be ready. I think we did a good job against the Brewers, who were pretty much the same, where, you know, we knew they were going to be aggressive with their bullpen. And there's no difference here, you know. They got really good arms, and we'll be ready to go. We'll continue to take it one game at a time, one at bat, one pitch at a time. And like I said, it's nothing new for us.
How were you able to beat good bullpens in Milwaukee and make a couple all-stars in that Philadelphia bullpen look like they'd never done that before?
We got good players. We got really good hitters that are taking in the information from our hitting coaches. They're doing their homework as well. But also they're going out there and they're trusting their plan and executing, you know. And also having the confidence that if I don't get it done, the guy right next to me, he's got a chance to pick me up if I don't get it done. So deep lineup, 1 through 9. Guys understanding the situation, not letting the situation get too big, you know, slowing the game down, and we've been able to do that, and we need to continue to do it.
I feel like of all the people on planet Earth that could give you two games in the Arizona Fall League and then jump into a playoff pennant chase is contact hitter Jeff McNeil. Is his game, his ability to just put the bat on the ball, that natural ability, the reason that he's in there in this roster?
100%, you know, we saw it in spring training. I don't think he played that many games in spring training, and he was on the opening day lineup. Because of that, we feel really good with his bat-to-ball skills, the type of hitter he is. This is not a power guy that needs a lot of at-bats to get the timing down and see pitches. And this is a guy that, give me the bat, and if you're throwing 98, I'll take my chances of putting the ball in play and give you a good at-bat. So he's a left-handed hitter. This is a guy that has been a pretty successful hitter in his career. He's a big part of this team. Here's a big reason why we're here. And the fact that he's active is a big plus for us.
And then lastly, on Jack Flaherty, this has been a transition change here for him. He needed to kind of prove himself again. Did that with the Tigers and now with the Dodgers. Pretty simple arsenal. What's tough about facing him?
Yeah, you got to give him credit because he hasn't been easy for him and put himself in a really good position where he got traded to a really good team, and now he's starting game one for them. So he had to work really, really hard. I think he's just throwing strikes, the breaking ball, you know, and the way he's using that curveball. I think that's something maybe the information with the Dodgers or even back with the Tigers, you know, that kind of helped him. But, you know, we got to put together a really good plan. We got to go out there. We got to attack them. We got to execute.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yep, you got it.